listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Los Angeles singer-songwriter Jordana Nye grew up playing the violin, but cast it aside as she started her recording career. On her new album, she brought it back into the spotlight.
I'm capable of doing this. I spent so many formative years learning this instrument and putting my all into it. Like, why would I shove it away like that?
Jordana's latest album was informed by the sounds of Laurel Canyon. It's called Lively Premonition. Coming up, we'll talk about why she likes to change up the sounds of her albums and why she's constantly working on new material.
You know, I always say, what would I be doing with my time if I'm not just making music all the time? You know what I mean? I'm just gonna sit at home. I actually have a whole record done.
What?
Again.
What? Plus, we've got some great live performances. It's Jordana coming up. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. I think you're going to dig this conversation with Jordana. She's so much fun to speak with and really gave me a new appreciation for her music. It's just a few minutes away, but first, here's Jackson Browne, Running on Empty.
Looking back at the years gone.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. Given a long enough timeline, we all end up back where we started. For Jordana Nye, the Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter, constantly carving out new musical territory, her full circle moment revolved around the violin. She grew up playing it all the time, but as she started getting into indie rock, it took a back seat. But on her latest album, Lively Premonition, Jordana dusted off the case and put the instrument through its paces. Today, she joins me to talk about why she wanted Lively Premonition to be her LA record, taking cues from the classic Laurel Canyon sound. Our session gets underway with a live performance of the song We Get By. It's Jordana here on World Cafe. Recorded live on World Cafe, it's Jordana with We Get By. It's the song that opens her latest album, Lively Premonition. That performance ends with a killer violin solo, which I had to ask her about.
I know you're back on your violin kick, but what pulled you back in? Was it Lindsey Stirling?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was obsessed with her when I was in grade school, and I had a binder of her sheet music that I would just carry around with me every day. My mom made a cover for the binder that was like a bunch of photos of her like collaged together. And it was just like Jordana's Lindsey Stirling sheet music book or like, and it was, I was obsessed with her and I wanted to be just like her. And then I kind of shied away from it when I started making like indie rock, or like started playing guitar and stuff, because I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I can do two things at once. When I'm playing violin in public, I can only, like when I'm busking or anything, I can only play like one note at a time usually, which is fine. But if it started to feel a little awkward, and I was looking around at all these other buskers and I was like, I want to sing too. Cause I like to sing. I like singing in the car. Like, I don't, you know, I like indie rock music. I've been discovering like when I was, I guess, 13, 14. And I was like, I want to try doing that. So I did. I started like covering a bunch of and then busking with that only. And then shied away from violin for the longest time. And I would like put it on my records, but I wouldn't, it wasn't like a thing that I would bring out, you know? And I thought, since we were doing this like sort of Laurel Canyon vibe, and it just, it needed that. I was like, I'm capable of doing this. I spent so many formative years learning this instrument and putting my all into it. Like, why would I shove it away like that? And if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna go all out. So I put in a full violin solo that probably didn't need to be that long, but you know, whatever. You go all in and give it your all. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's the destination. Sure, that's great, but it's the journey that gets you there. And if along the way you're like, I want to bust this out, you know, my old long lost friend, the violin, we should do that. I realize my producer will be upset with me if I don't clarify for my audience who Lindsey Stirling is. So listen to 15 seconds of Kashmir. Now imagine acrobatics and pyrotechnics on stage. That's the Lindsey Stirling experience. And maybe there's a little bit of that energy on the new album from Jordana that is called Lively Premonition. You know what? You brought up Laurel Canyon. If this is your LA record, I can absolutely go with you there, because it feels like it when you listen to it. But I think we should maybe jump back just a second, which is in 2022 or 2023, you moved from New York City to Los Angeles. That sort of precipitates that LA sound. Why did you want to be out on the West Coast?
Well, I was returning to my Brooklyn apartment, where it was very small and cramped, and my bedroom was a ton of my stuff, and it was cold and dark, and I had visited LA the previous 2 or 3 years, I guess, for like rehearsals for a TV Girl tour and just, you know, recording. And I actually hated LA when I first visited a couple of times, because I was just sat in the house and I was like, I have a week here and I'm doing nothing but rehearsing. And I'm like, I don't have a car. I can't go anywhere. Like, it's a plastic, it feels like a plastic city. It doesn't feel real, you know? But then, you know, I started going a lot more and spending more time and filling up my days, and really appreciated the weather as well, and started getting sad where I was in New York, because it was dark and cold. And I'm somebody who, like, my mood relies on what it's like outside and if I'm going to be productive today, because it's the sun is out, you know what I mean? Like, I'm very sensitive to that, and it's more of a curse than it is a blessing. But because, well, I live here now and it's so nice outside all the time, except for when it's not. And then when the days it's not, I'm sad, but you can't beat it. You really can't. You know what I mean?
Oh, I miss Southern California living immensely. And I agree with your assessment that I think at first blush, it feels like a very plastic place. You just take a surface level look at it and you're like, I think I got it. Nice weather, palm trees, the beach, cool, the end. And then once you actually have time to wrap your arms around the culture, you realize this is an incredible city filled with so much art and culture. And it's a really, really amazing place. This is World Cafe. Jordana is my guest. The new album is called Lively Premonition. So you're out of your love songs phase, but we've got a live performance of a song that at first blush, I didn't know how to make sense of it. But then upon further evaluation, I'm like, this is a real tough song. This might be brutal, depending on how you interpret it. How did you come up with Like a Dog? Because in some ways it's really brilliant, but it can also be like, you know what I mean? Serious stuff.
Yeah. I kind of had an epiphany with songwriting recently that I usually write from the heart. Whenever I'm writing something, I write from how I feel in the very moment. Which is great. You know, you get it out of your system. And you have things to write about. That's great. Your topics are, it's all cohesive, I guess. But I was finding that I was honing in on something with my current state and writing all about it, that I had nothing left. I had nothing else to milk out of my brain. And I was like, why don't I just make something up? And I wish that I had discovered that that I could do that before. You know, people make up things all the time in songs. Like, people make up songs, you know, certain situations, they, you know, they make them up. And I had never really done that.
It wasn't because you were like, that's less pure. It's just you hadn't considered that as a option?
I think it was both, because I was just so comfortable in how I knew it already worked. Yeah. With myself, that I was so used to my own strategy that I was like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But really the sky is the limit with anything. And I like, you know, I was realizing that in every other aspect of it, except for the songwriting, because I've worked through many genres and, discovered a whole bunch of other things that I can do and still will, because you learn something new every day, of course, but you also learn something new about yourself every day. I was like, why don't I make a song about, in the point of view of a dog, because you can really do what you want. And it's, you know, it's also a metaphor for, you know, loving someone hopelessly. Yeah.
I went to the metaphor first because I guess I just like sad songs.
Yeah.
Because it is a song that it sounds like it's from the perspective of a dog, but also could be someone seeking affection in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part of this songwriting process is that the music belies a very, you know, this very lighthearted sentiment. It's bouncy. It's poppy. It sounds very warm and cheerful. So it almost feels like there's a little bit of a juxtaposition maybe at play.
Oh, yeah. I love doing that. I love doing like, oh, it sounds so beautiful. Yeah, so fun. Yeah, but really your heart's being ripped out of your chest and like stomped on repeatedly with cleats. Like,
ooh.
Girl, pick it up. Like, pick it up and wash it off.
That's right. We're not in that phase anymore. Dang it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, just like hopelessly devoted to someone, and they, you know, just dirt on the shoulder, you know what I mean? Brush it off.
Let's take a listen right now on World Cafe. It's Jordana.
Loyal enough.
Recorded live in studio, it's Jordana. The song is Like a Dog. It's from her new album, Lively Premonition. Coming up, more with Jordana, including live performances, and why she likes to tinker with new sounds from project to project. That's in a minute on World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo, having a blast with my guest, Jordana. Her new album is called Lively Premonition. She's had a few albums beforehand, and they sound different than this record. They all do. And I wanted to ask her about it.
You are not afraid to try on new sounds.
No.
And it's one of the things that I very much appreciate is that you do, you know, from album to album, it is a different portrait of you and your work. Where do you think you picked up that approach? I mean, obviously record two when you decided to do something different, but like what causes you to follow through on that album to album?
Well, I just get so excited about music. I just get so, like, I have a friend, Paul Cherry. He's one of my best friends. We have a song together. It's great. I look up to him so much. He's amazing. But, we were sitting in the car together, like listening to music, and I was just doing my dance and I was just screaming all the lyrics. And then he like turned the volume down. And he looked at me. And he was just like, I think you're like the most excited about music, like person I've ever met. Like, I think you're the most excited about it. And I was like, it's an exciting thing. That's why music is like, what would you do without it? Like, stop and think about it. What would you do without that? And things are just, there's so much of it. And there's so many beautiful, wonderful things that you can do with it. And people are just making new, cool things every day. And you haven't even heard your favorite song yet. And that kind of makes me mad that I can't just like, it can't just, well, I mean, I guess it falls into your lap at some point when you need it most. But you'll find it when you need it. You'll discover it whenever your life thinks that you need it.
Also something that stands out, by the way, is your vocals. And I know that like with 2022's Face the Wall, you know, there's a lot of dense layered production that your voice can ride, and it can be, you know, they can be complementary of one another. But on this album, it's like, it's not saying there's nowhere to hide, but your voice really does stand out in a good way. Do you feel like that was something that you were interested in doing, where it's like, I really want the vocals to sound as crisp and as big as they can?
Yeah, they were actually gonna stand out even more. Like in the mixing process, I really wanted everything vocal forward because I am very proud of the melodies and just, I guess, yeah, I decided that I was going to really go all in on like just confidence, because I was confident that these were good songs that we were making, and I was so proud of them, like while we were making them. And during mixing, Jonathan Anderson mixed it. He mixes the Andy Schaaf records, and I met him one time in Vancouver and worked with him and found that out. And I was like, yeah, I totally want you to mix my music. That's so awesome. Like, and yeah, 'cause you know, the Andy Schaffrakers, they sound so great and very vocal forward. And I was listening to Carpenters and stuff and wanting to capture like Karen Carpenter tonal, you know.
That's got to be a fun challenge.
Yeah, I mean, you got to smoke a lot of cigarettes to get your voice that low. But I, you know, I had them super vocal forward, and then by the end, we were like almost done mixing, and then I messaged him and I was like, I'm so sorry, but I don't know if I'm like ready for this whole extremely, but like I wanted Hall & Oates kind of, it's strong, but not like super, it's not like buried in the mix, but it's not like.
You're not going full blown singer songwriter Barbara Streisand 20 dB over the rest of the instrumentation.
Yeah,
but it's still like, forward.
Yeah, because I was like, the instrumentation is just so, it needs to shine too. So I can't just have my vocals just overshadowing that. Like I want everyone to hear little parts of the production and little things that we added. And yeah, I want it to all just be a piece.
This is World Cafe. We're talking with Jordana. The new album is Lively Premonition. And hey, why not? Another live performance for you right now. Check out Heart You Hold, recorded live for World Cafe. It's Jordana.
Severed ties to the cabin floor.
Recorded live on World Cafe, it's Jordana with Heart You Hold. You can find it on her new album, which is available now, called Lively Premonition. This is World Cafe. So, genre skipper, I got to know, not that I'm trying to get you out of Laurel Canyon. Where's the great untapped future? What's a muse you'd like to chase someday? Death metal? happy hardcore? Some sort of bizarre flamenco? No? No, seriously, where's somewhere that you would like to dip your toes into some musical waters?
I actually have a whole record done.
What?
Again.
What?
Yeah, dude, it's done. Well, I mean, you know, most of the songs are, like, written, and some of them are done, like, to my standards. But, yeah, actually, it's an EP. I don't know when it's coming out, probably sometime this year or next. But, it's like dream pop. It's like pop music.
Ooh.
And I'm very proud of that as well. And I want to do some more. I'm very excited about it. Because, you know, I always say, what would I be doing with my time if I'm not just making music all the time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit at home on my arse. So while I'm sitting on my arse, how about I just make music? You know what I mean? If I'm already sitting down,
yeah,
let me sing then, you know?
Fair enough.
That's right, you know?
This is World Cafe. Jordana is my guest. Her new album is called Lively Premonition. Let's get into another live performance. Tell me about This Is How I Know.
This Is How I Know is my generic love song. It's my generic love song that I play a lot into the performance of this one, because it's another example of the writing something that you're not feeling at the current time kind of thing. This is the only one that was written in LA as well. The sun was out and I was feeling love. So I was like, why not write a love song? I'm not in love right now, but I wonder what it would be like if I was in love with somebody who was like someone I've known all my life, and no disappointment. And what if I wrote a song in the point of view of someone who has loved their high school sweetheart for years? You know, I don't know what that's like, but I guess that it would be something like this, you know? Yeah, it feels like sunshine and flowers and butterflies and tall grass, you know?
Here's one for all of you with unrequited high school crushes. It's This Is How I Know from Jordana.
This is how I
recorded live on World Cafe. It's Jordana. This is How I Know. The new album, Lively Premonition, is available now. Jordana, I had so much fun talking. Congratulations on the new album, and please come back and see us again soon.
Thank you so much. What an honor. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Jordana. New album is Lively Premonition. Really enjoyed speaking with her. I love it when I talk with an artist and it gives you a newfound appreciation of their music and really makes you root for them. I hope you felt that way. If you missed any of it, you can find it at worldcafe.org. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. Here's John Mayer, who was last seen at Coachella playing with Zedd, waiting on the world to change. It's World Cafe.
take the same lunch break. He understood what her day's like. Made her ask a few questions. What she wants out of life. Happy hours and coffee. And that holiday party. The Tuesday in Chester. Said he's back with his wife. She was kind of surprised when she just started sobbing. What happens? She said it's just nothing. It's something at work. They moved to the city to have an adventure. 10 years together. Hold on to the hurts.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.